Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. For to draw nigh to hear is better than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they know not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 and 2. Words, as you know, are mere vehicles upon which thought travels. When you or I desire to put a thought in the mind of another, we use words. The Scriptures serve that very purpose. They reveal to the mind those things which our God desires for us to know. In Deuteronomy 29:29, the Scriptures tell us, "The secret things belong unto Jehovah our God, but the things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." In like manner, under the law of Christ, the Apostle Paul told the Christians in Ephesus, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, in behalf of you Gentiles, if so be that ye have heard of the dispensation of that grace of God, which was given to youward, how that by revelation was made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby, when ye read, ye can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known unto the sons of men, as it has now been revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit." These words that reveal to us the mind of God have come to us as a result of much affliction. Christians such as Prisca and Aquila, who, as Paul says, "For my life laid down their own necks," or Paul himself, who said, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entering in unto you, that it hath not been found vain, but having suffered before and been shamefully treated, as ye know, at Philippi, we wax bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God in much affliction." Your question to answer today is, what information is in this book called the Bible that's worth dying for? Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Even as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We were accounted as sheep for the slaughter."